Hello from just outside Frenchman Street here in the Marinette in New Orleans. I'm Patrick Jaron Watanon here with Josh Jackson from WBGO, recapping the first day of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Josh, what did you see?
I saw a whole lot, surprisingly enough, despite the inclement weather conditions. I did manage to see the Comanche Hunter Mardi Gras Indians, which was really intriguing, and it was great to see the Spy Boy, just this young kid, beautifully dressed.
You mentioned that that had somewhat of a harbinger of things to come.
Well, for sure, yeah. They did a song that the Big Chief Monk Boudreau from the Golden Eagles wrote. It's a chant called Lightning and Thunder. And sure enough, we got about 5 straight hours of that. An inundation, as it were.
Now, I noticed that there were still a fair amount of people who decided to stay for this music and dance in the rain, sometimes with ponchos, sometimes without. Sometimes they would wear their shoes, sometimes they just decided to take them all off in the swampy grass. Some hardcore people here.
Oh, of course. Well, you know, I guess, you know, when you're paying $60, you might as well get your money's worth. And people out there in their bare feet getting all muddy, which was kind of cool. Also, my favorite was the shrimp boots, you know, the kind of boots you see out there. They're not really galoshes, they're like white ones, you know. You should see some shrimper using on the back of his boat while he's trawling. So, yeah, quite an interesting array of footwear, and, yeah, people just out there doing it despite the conditions.
Definitely. So, let's recap, starting from what we saw first. I got there to see the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz. They have a combo there. It's one of the premier programs for jazz education in the United States. It's a master's program, and they set them up in a jazz combo. And they worked together for basically 2 straight years. This is somewhere in the middle of the first year, and they already sound like there's some serious talent in there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Terrence Blanchard, who lives in St. Charles Avenue, basically assisted in helping to move the program from the University of Southern California to Loyola University in New Orleans. I think this was 2007, if I'm not mistaken. And, yeah, I mean, these kids are getting the best training possible. I mean, this is a world-renowned program, and they're flying in a lot of great musicians for master classes. They'll spend sometimes a week here in town, Kurt Rosenwinkel, etc., and really get some good modern jazz training.
Some definitely modern jazz training. A lot of the music here that swings is not necessarily modern jazz in that same way. I did catch Joe Lovano's Us Five group, which I thought was really a blast. Just the interplay of the two drummers, Francisco Mela and Otis Brown. Sometimes one plays, sometimes they both play, sometimes one plays hand percussion while the other plays, sort of alternate, take turns. But there's a lot of rhythm going on behind Joe Lovano, who feasts off that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, what a great band. I love to see them. I saw them recently at the Village Vanguard. This is shortly after the 75th anniversary of the club. And, yeah, I mean, I don't think Esperanza was playing bass today.
No, she wasn't.
But still, fantastic group, as you mentioned. And I love the fact that that band has now been together for some time, so they really have been able to figure out a way to work with the two drummers in an extremely seamless fashion. I really enjoy listening to that. It's a lot of rhythm.
Indeed. We saw a lot of other things other than modern jazz today. I remember I saw the Joe Crown Trio. Bluesman, he plays the organ with he's not the actual lead vocalist in the group. His guitarist is, and a fantastic drummer who is calling out people in this octave-changing voice, little toy. People will dance to anything here.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that's sort of been the point of music here for well over a century now, so why stop it?
It's refreshing to see for somebody who has been in big East Coast cities where people are very hesitant to dance to anything, even things with backbeats, but here anything that you can clap on 2 and 4 is fair game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I always like to think that there's this little button at the top of your forehead that kind of makes you either think about something or not. So here we generally like to turn it off and just enjoy what we hear and kind of move around to it.
Josh, you are, of course, a New Orleans native. You What else did you see? I know that was around right around the time when it really started to rain and to downpour and lightning was striking right overhead. Did you get out to see anything before then?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was able to see drummer June Gardner, and a lot of people don't know June outside of New Orleans. He's a really amazing drummer. He actually took Idris Muhammad's position as the drum chair in Sam Cooke's touring band. So those great live records from the Copacabana, also from the Harlem Square Club, that's all June Gardner playing drums. Beyond that, he did a lot of stuff locally here in New Orleans. Just a great musician. He had with him his traditional jazz band, it's June Gardner and the Fellas. And the Fellas were another gentleman who was sort of at the forefront of modern jazz in New Orleans, a bassist named Chuck Beatty. He's, you know, his early 80s. With some younger guys. I say younger guys, they're about one generation removed from those two. Thaddeus Richard was the pianist, and Leroy Jones on trumpet, and Lucien Barbarin on the trombone. And, I mean, you know, just some really wide swinging stuff. I mean, When My Dream Boat Comes Home, and, I mean, they did What a Wonderful World, you know, which, you know, outside of Economy Hall, which is the tent where they were playing, kind of feels like this hokey thing, you know, but it seems so real inside of that space. So it's good to hear June Gardner. In fact, they brought on for Avalon, they brought on this guy who's Thaddeus Richard's father. His name is Renald Richard. A lot of people don't know him, obviously, but he is the co-writer of I Got a Woman, Ray Charles' hit.
Oh, wow.
First number one hit for Ray Charles. So he co-wrote that song, and so obviously he's probably getting quite a bit of residuals from Kanye West.
Speaking of guest artists who have made a killing in royalties over the years, Dave Bartholomew, the trumpeter and record producer, songwriter, etc., made legendary records with Fats Domino in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Went to see Bob French at the end of the day. Bob French is drummer, and he's inherited this band called the Original Tuxedo Jazz Band from his father, if I'm correct.
Yeah, Bob French is the fourth leader total in 100 years. This is the centennial of the Original Tuxedo Jazz Band. So Bob is the fourth person in line. He did get it from his father, Papa French. And, you know, Bob's been leading it, and he's a longtime friend of Dave Bartholomew. He played sessions on drums with a lot of Dave's stuff for Imperial Records, some of those things that you mentioned for Fats Domino. So, yeah, it's great that the two of those guys were together on stage.
It's really interesting because I was not expecting to hear an 89-year-old Dave Bartholomew show up to this gig, and he sounded really great. I mean, his sound was just so pure and clear and clarion, and he even reached for high notes and did slurs, played some excellent plunger mute stuff. He backed up this vocalist whose name escapes me. I want to say Yolanda W something. Anyway, he has this great obligato backup thing that he can do too, just perfect phrasing. He obviously knows his New Orleans jazz just as well as he knows that jump blues R&B style that he rode to fame.
Yeah, and Dave Bartholomew knows, as a record producer for so many million-selling records, that sometimes brevity is the soul of wit, so to speak. You know, I mean, like, I think, especially at 89, he's probably pared away, you know, all of the non-essentials and just kind of gives you, as you said, that kind of clarity. That, and it's great to see that he's got great chops still approaching 90 years old.
What else did you see worth noting? Traditional jazz, non-traditional jazz, not jazz at all?
Yeah, I went to the WWOZ jazz tent shortly after June Gardner to see the pianist Jesse McBride and Next Generation. And Jesse McBride is a graduate of the Houston School of Performing and Visual Arts. It's the same place where Beyonce came out of, also Robert Glasper, who was a contemporary there with Jesse.
A lot of jazz musicians.
Quite a few jazz musicians, yeah. The list can go on and on. Jason Moran, Andre Hayward, I mean, geez, Mike Moreno. It goes on and on. But Jesse, he's a student, former student of Ellis Marsalis and the saxophonist and producer Harold Batiste at the University of New Orleans. And Harold Batiste is an interesting story. because he was there on stage. You know, he was sitting there with his saxophone in his lap and, you know, sort of playing along. He's had a stroke, but he's still, you know, participating in the music. Well, Harold Batiste started AFO Records, which is All for One Records. He did this in 1961. It was the first African-American musician-owned and operated record label. So, and it had some of the great modern jazz players, Ellis Marsalis, the drummer James Black, another drummer, Ed Blackwell, Mel Lasty, the trumpet player, you know, who is a relative of Herlin Riley, the drummer today on the scene. So, you know, some of that music is, that label lasted 2 years. It ended in 1963, but the music has really kind of informed a lot of modern jazz in New Orleans today. Jesse McBride, the pianist, is back in town after relocating to New York briefly after Katrina, and he's sort of come and gotten these young musicians together. He's teaching them, and he's kind of continuing that legacy of AFO. It was great to hear him.
One thing that I've noticed in my short time here is that every musician seems to be the son or the nephew of another musician. A long-standing tradition, and these things seem to run in the family. And they continue on even today with so many other musical diversions to get into. People love to uphold this tradition and add to it. It really feels like a continuing living tradition.
Oh, it certainly is. I mean, this is a very much a legacy thing in New Orleans. It has been for more than a century, and people pass it on, and that's kind of your heritage, you know, for a lot of these musicians. And, you know, they've lived in it for so long that they learn it, you know, firsthand from generations that have preceded them, and they kind of bring their own thing. Obviously, they grew up in a different era, but, you know, if you see somebody like Bob French, the drummer from the Tuxedo Jazz Band, I mean, he's a guy who kind of grew up in that era of R&B, rhythm and blues, jump, etc. But at the same time, you know, he came out of a jazz tradition. I mean, jazz informs so much of the music that you hear in this city.
Very much so.
Just after Jesse McBride and Next Generation, I ran over to the WWOZ production trailer because it started to pour down, raining. And OZ is where I started in radio, and the production trailer is located just behind the gospel tent. So I decided, after kind of staying in the trailer for a bit, that there was still music happening in the covered sections, you know, like the blues tent, the WWOZ jazz tent, and the gospel tent. And I was hearing this great music just right next to me. So I decided to go run through the water, get a little soaked. And I think I may have heard perhaps the longest version of Didn't It Rain, you know. And I was like, you know, you hear that line, you know, where they're talking about building an ark. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much what you need for today. I mean, it was a good few inches of water. And maybe a boat would have been helpful.
You know, tomorrow has a similar forecast in the works, if not worse. Something like 70 or 80% chance of rain. I'm bringing my boots. I'm going to try to stick it out. Purchase a legitimate poncho instead of the garbage bag contraption I rigged up today.
Yeah, and I'll probably be doing the same thing. And the Jazz and Heritage Festival, they were also taking a whole bunch of hay and spreading it across the fairgrounds field to dry it out just a little bit. But, you know, it's going to be muddy and murky and swampy and probably a little smelly. But the music will be great.
As always. Well, until tomorrow, we will be blogging at npr.org/blogsupreme. And, of course, you should know about Josh's program on WBGO and on the World Wide Web. It's called The Checkout. Checkoutjazz.com. Josh, thanks for coming here at 2:30 in the morning to the Marigny and to the busiest nightlife street in this part of town. Until tomorrow.
Indeed. Hey, man, I can still hang.